Okay, Seaver, the next chick who walks through that door is yours.
Not too shabby.
Whoa, now that's a woman.
Marron.
Hey, is Mary Miglietta wearing falsies? False alarm training bra.
What's she training to do anyway?
Shut up, Stinky! Hey, look what Judy Jones is wearing.
Hey, Seaver, you got no shot at Judy. Unless she's in the guys with dorky haircuts.
Look, this wasn't my idea. My dad made me get a haircut.
Hey, she's coming over.
Hi, Ben. New haircut?
Looks pretty bad, doesn't it?
No, I think it looks really cool.
Boy, if some girl did that to me, I'd slug her. Then she wants me. For what? I don't know.
Hey, bet you got a lot of compliments on your new haircut, huh?
Later, Dad. Look, I gotta ask you something.
Okay, Benny, shoot.
What does it mean when a girl runs her fingers through a guy's hair?
Well, when a girl... Yep. Well, I'm glad you came to me on this, Ben. I guess maybe it is time we had a little refresher talk on that subject, huh?
But all I wanted to know...
That's all right. Go ahead, have a seat. We'll start at the beginning. Nah, we can skip the pistols and the stamens with you, can't we, Ben, huh? Yes, let's start with our friends, the mammals. Now, as you remember, Ben, when that old humpback whale starts to swim with other humpback whales his own age outside the family unit.
All I'm saying is Dad told me a lot more than I wanted to know. Ever.
The humpback whale deal?
Is what does it mean when a girl runs her fingers through a guy's hair?
Benny, why would you want to ask Dad that when you've got me?
Well, Dad always says come to him. Don't just pick it up in the street like Mike did.
Hey, you see a street here?
No, but I was just...
Benny, listen, you got to understand. Women today like guys who are gentle and sensitive. And who knows how to fake that slop better than me? All right, now show me exactly what she did.
She went like this.
All right, and how'd it make you feel?
God help me, I loved it!
Yeah?
So it means she wants me, right?
No doubt about it.
Mike, I thought girls were cute and stuff before, but I've never had one touch me on purpose and, like, mean it.
Yep. I'll never ever forget the first girl who did that to me. Rhonda. Something or other.
Don't remember her last name?
Hey, give me a break. It was in nursery school.
This happened to you in nursery school?
Oh, yeah. It was nap time, as I recall. We had just put the plastic over the clay to keep it moist. Then we set up our cots when I felt this tiny tug on my smock.
Hey, remember me?
Oh, right. Sorry, Benny. Okay, now listen. You just gotta realize, Benny, that this is the first time a girl has ever put a move on you. Now, are you ready to take that next step?
Yes.
All right, good.
Can I borrow your apartment?
For what?
I don't know. Can I borrow your car?
For what?
I don't know.
Betty, Betty, you're skipping some major steps here. But I gotta say, excellent attitude. Seems you got that cedar blood pumping through those veins.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. All right, now, you're hot to put a lip lock on what's her name, right?
Judy. Her name's Judy Jones.
Hey, down, boy. All right. Now, listen. We agree, that is your goal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that is my goal. Thanks, Mike. I'm glad I talked to you. Yeah. What do I do?
All you gotta do is ask her out.
Right. I'll ask her out. Where should I ask her to go?
A movie is always the perfect cover.
Right.
Ben, don't move.
A movie. Why?
Because, Benny, it's dark, you get to sit real close, and maybe, just maybe, she'll share your goobers.
Hey, remember how I like my eggs?
You remember how I hate your guts?
No, Carol, if I knew you were in here making breakfast, I would have stayed in my room with my beef jerky.
The reason I'm cooking is because Mom's got to get to her exercise class.
Yeah. Serve it up, wench.
Well, someone else cooking. I could get used to this.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying the same thing.
Oh, well, someone else cooking. I could get used to this.
You're saying the same thing.
Carol's cooking?
Forget it, Ben. It's been covered.
Pumpkin, you look extra handsome today.
That's my plan.
Yes, it's my turn.
Well, I have to run.
Okay.
See, Mom?
Boy, do I have to run.
So, what's this cologne you're wearing? Forever Butterscotch?
Mike, you promised.
All right. I won't say a word now that you're in love.
Mike, come on.
In love, Ben, you?
I gotta get to school.
But Ben, you didn't touch your breakfast.
I'm not hungry.
Loss of appetite. It's definitely love. I should have just found a guy instead of going on that diet.
How could you have found a guy? You were a pig.
Oh, you look great. Woo. My breath.
He sent an assistant. Igor.
It's Vidi.
I don't care. What did Alexander Graham Bell say to Mr. Watson?
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Wrong, Vito. And now let's hear what Mr. Seaver's answer is, which he has so thoughtfully written down for us. No, Mr. Seaver, Alexander Graham Bell's first words on the telephone to Mr. Watson were not, "Hi, you're cute, want to go to a movie?"
That was great. I almost wet my pants.
Better luck next time, Stinky.
You guys, spread out. Judy's coming over.
Was this addressed to me?
No, not at all.
Oh.
So could you?
Could I what?
Go to a movie with me.
No, I'm sorry.
Thanks anyway.
No, it's not that I don't want to. It's just that my mom says I can't go out on dates for another 2 years. Mm. But, like, if somebody was having a party, I could meet you there. I'd love to meet you there.
Party. Well, son of a gun, somebody is having a party.
Who?
Me.
Why didn't you just say so?
I was just asking myself the same question.
When's the party?
You busy tonight?
No.
It's tonight, at my house.
What kind of party?
A birthday party.
Whose birthday?
Mine.
I thought your birthday was in October.
A lot of people do.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. Benjamin.
Benjamin, whoa. You know, Stinky, I just invited Judy to a birthday party at my house tonight.
But it's not even your birthday.
I don't care.
All right, party! Party!
No, Vito, I do care, don't!
Party!
Party! Oh, no. Yo, Siva, can I bring my cousin from Hoboken?
Well, Chrissy, let me tell you about our friend the mammal. She asked me to hump
back. Where's Mike?
Hey, don't we even get a hello?
Hello, where's Mike?
Ben, you seem upset.
I'm not upset. And I don't need to know any more about humpback whales. I need Mike.
See, the humpback whale gets tired of swimming alone. And then,
Betty, I have gotten myself into some real doozies, but this is truly major league. Okay, so you got what, 30 kids coming over tonight?
If I'm lucky, that'll be all.
This is bad. Well, let's keep our heads here. All right. Now, you're having a birthday party tonight, but it's not really your birthday. And even if it was, you don't have Mom and Dad's permission to have a party. Is that about it? Woo, this is real bad.
I'll just tell everybody that I lied and there's no party.
No, 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 Benny, listen to me. If your friends cannot rely on your word, especially when you're lying, then you got no future as a teenager.
Is it my fault it's not my birthday?
Hey, that's it. That's it, Benny, I got it.
Well, give it to me.
Why can't today be your birthday? You know what I mean?
No.
Come on, Benny, aren't you listening to me?
Listening to what?
We are going to have your birthday party.
But it's not my birthday.
Benny, come on, wake up and smell your birthday cake. All right, Melissa, we're going to need some brains on this operation.
Stinky can help.
You were this close to me and tossed out that window. I'm talking about Carol.
Carol never helped me.
Oh, come on, Benny. You know how anytime somebody mentions romance, Carol goes completely bat poop?
Yeah, so?
So we tell her about Judy. And then she'll get all weepy like Mom, and then she'll help out. I can almost hear that high-pitched squeal now.
Does she feel the same way about you?
I think so. So will ya?
Well, of course I'll help you. Oh, Ben.
What'd I tell ya?
Okay, now we don't have much time here.
See, Benny? She's already thinking.
I know the perfect way to get Mom and Dad out of the house. Mike, I do assume you're willing to do your part to help out?
Hey, you know me. Whatever it takes.
Why hasn't Mike called yet?
He will, he will.
Sure he knows what to say?
Relax, I even wrote him a script.
You're right, honey. What was I thinking? Of course, I'll cook dinner, you breastfeed the baby. What are you guys doing?
Waiting for the stinging phone to ring.
What?
It's for you, Dad.
How do you know that?
I don't. How could I?
Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Seaver.
Oh, hello. I have very, very wonderful news coming to you.
Who is this?
Oh, personally, I am Haji, manager of the Star of India restaurant. Pleased to be informing you that tonight only, you have won a free dinner for two at my pitiful establishment. That should be beautiful establishment.
Well, thanks very much anyway, but I'm afraid tonight's out of the question. Did you say free?
Oh, yes, as free as the birds that fly among the clouds over Punjab.
Well, free, huh?
Oh, yes. Would 8 o'clock be pleasing for you?
8 would be fine, yes.
Oh, goody. I will be counting the miserable minutes. Until then, I bid you adios.
Okay. Fine, bye. What do you know? Hey, Carol, listen, would you mind...
Babysitting? She'd love to.
Sure, Dad. I had plans, but I guess I could.
Great.
Get dressed, honey. I'm treating you to a fine dinner.
Mike, when are Mom and Dad going to leave? Ha, ha, ha.
Ben, heel.
Okay. The refreshments are in the back of Mike's car. The decorations are hidden under the porch. And I even remembered to get condiments.
Carol, what are you thinking? These are junior high school kids.
And I dropped $40 off at the restaurant.
Well, are you sure $40 is going to be enough?
Well, it'll have to be. That's all I found on your dresser.
What?
You said whatever it takes. Well, it took your $40.
Well, I already paid for the band.
Band? What band? Excuse me. Hello? Yes, Dr. Seaver's here. Hold on.
Another parent.
Hello. Yes, this is Dr. Seaver. Please, call me Jason. Yes, I'll keep my eye on the little tykes. I'll be here all evening. Okay, bye-bye.
You'll be in all evening on a Friday night? Is anything wrong with your voice?
Yeah, I got a cold, Dad. That's why I'm staying in all night. Hey, why infect the college woman of Long Island? Hey, Dad?
Dad, aren't you going to be late if you don't leave now?
I was ready a half an hour ago, but you know what your mother's like. She's gorgeous and smart and has a great sense of humor.
You're pushing it, Jason.
It is.
Chris, you sleep through.
Okay, right. You guys have fun.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Stinky! What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I? Oh, me? Just stopped in to say hi to Ben.
Wearing a tuxedo?
I'm going to my uncle's funeral.
With a present?
We're circus people.
We're circus people.
Is Judy with you guys? So, what'd you get Ben for his birthday?
It's not his birthday, Deadhead. I got him an empty box.
Aw, nuts. That's what I got him. How's my breath?
Hey, relax, Eva. This is gonna work out fine.
Yeah. What's gonna work out fine? This phony party that I'm having that'll give me a chance to, you know.
Yeah.
A chance to what?
Put the moves on Judy.
Why? Because.
Because why?
Just because, okay? Why didn't you say that in the first place? Judy's here. She's here. Let's go talk to her.
So where is this band you supposedly got?
In the kitchen getting ready. Keep your shirt on. And I mean that. We got impressionable young children here.
More cake?
3 pieces are plenty.
You having a good time?
No. A great time.
This is the best birthday party I ever had.
I haven't even wished you happy birthday yet, have I?
Nah, but that's okay.
No, it's not. Happy birthday, Benjamin.
Okay, everybody!
Oh, Jason, what a nice idea. What a fancy place.
Hey, nothing's too good for my Maggie. Oh.
Jason, let's reestablish our once-a-month dinner alone rule. Mm.
I think we just did.
Here you are, the Punjab surprise. Oh, and I thought it might please you to enjoy the beans morocco as well.
Beans morocco? I love beans morocco. Is that included in the pre-dinner?
Pre-dinner?
Certainly. Your check has been, as you say, taken care of. Up to $40.
You never mentioned a $40 limit on the phone.
Excuse me, but I have never had the pleasure of speaking to you on the telephone, sir.
Ah, must have been the owner.
I am the owner of this pitiful establishment. There is no one else you might have spoken with.
Well, I'm beginning to smell a rat.
To the victor go the spoils. The clothespin drop championship of Long Island.
Thanks, but my name's not Victor.
No, Stinky, see. Never mind, enjoy.
Okay, let's slow it down now. With a musical offer, you can't refuse.
So, you want to dance?
I was worried that Uncle Nunzio was never going to play a slow one. Happy birthday.
was not reassured by a kid named Stinky telling me everything was fine while Hava Nagila played in the background. Who are you?
I'm Uncle Nunzio.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Your dad called.
All right, Carol, what the heck is going on in here?
Nice try, Mike. And Carol, I leave you alone with Chris one time, and this is what happens. I hope you don't have any plans for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
You either, Mike.
Mom, the baby's fine.
Will you forgive me if I check for myself?
Dad, just between you and me, I am very, very disappointed in Carol.
Well, I'm very, very happy to hear that. Now, Carol, you go to your room right now. And Mike, you go to your apartment. And Ben, you and I are going to have a major, major talk. Your friends are going to have to go home. And that goes for you too, Uncle Nunzio.
Tough break, man. Too bad this has to spoil a birthday like that, Benny.
Birthday?
Judy, I know you probably think I'm the biggest weenie in the world, and if you never want to talk to me or even look
at me
again...
Are you nuts? Anybody who'd get into this much trouble just to invite me to a party. It's pretty cool. Happy birthday, Benjamin.
It's not really my birthday.
Who cares?
Make sure that you're okay.
Well, I still gotta go up and see Mom and Dad and face the music.
I know.
But, Mike, it's funny. I mean, I'm probably gonna eat groundhog for the rest of my life, but it was worth it.
What was?
Mike, she kissed me.
Hey, all right, Benny. Welcome to the club.
Thanks. It only gets better from here, right?
Nope. Now you learn what real pain is.
Growing Pains will continue in a moment.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Maggie questions Jason's motives when he hires a pretty nanny to take care of Chrissy. Coming up next on Family Affair, a school assignment calls for Sissy to pry into Mr. French's private life.